It's a quote. It's Aung San Suu Kyi. Wow, I got it.
Ooh.
When you feel helpless, help someone.
I love that.
Yeah, but we're going to say hopeless.
Hopeless.
When you feel hopeless, help someone hope.
Welcome to the Earn Your Happy podcast. I'm Lori Harder, founder of The Bliss Project, three-time fitness world champion, fitness expert, and cover model turned self-love junkie, lifestyle entrepreneur, and author. Each week, I'll bring you a guest or a thought that will help you bust through your fears, connect to your soul, and get focused and clear so you can elevate your life, business, and relationships. We don't wait until we're ready for someone to tell us we're good enough. We take what we want and we anoint ourselves. Get ready to earn, own, and unapologetically rock your happiness every single day. Are you with me? Here we go.
Welcome back to another episode of
Questionably
Awesome, where it's no longer a question,
it's an answer.
Oh, I had to bring that back. I was thinking about it in the shower and I was trying to remember it because I knew it had to come back.
And it did. And I'm so glad it's back.
It's here. And it's going to go on t-shirts.
Yep.
So, Evans, how you been?
I've been really great. How have you been?
Really great, but that really doesn't matter because in the grand scheme of life, you've got bigger news than me today. Do you want to talk about it?
Yes.
Because I'm about to tell people, so you better tell people.
I'm getting married.
Oh my God. To George, your dog?
George and I are making it official. We love each other.
Well, we knew that was happening. But you and Adam are officially engaged.
We
knew it was
wet.
Coming. Like we had a feeling it was coming. We sorry, Adam, but we did. We just had a feeling.
We knew.
Women's intuition.
Yep.
One day I woke up and said, you're going to get married eventually.
Sometime in the future.
Like I read your, I put a crystal ball down and said, sometime in the future, Evans, you will get married. Now give me $200 for that reading.
And I did.
And it happened.
Every day for 2 years.
See, I knew eventually it would be correct. Okay, so tell us how it happened.
So we went on a hike. And it's you should definitely go to Will Rogers State Park because it's our favorite place. And
it's magical.
It's so beautiful.
You guys, if you don't know, like the hiking here is, it's literally majestic. It's almost, yes. It's almost like you feel like you're in Hawaii.
You really do.
Yeah, it's crazy. I would have never known. Like when I lived in the Midwest, I didn't know California was anything like this.
Me
like
neither.
Especially here, like the cliffs and the sunsets. Yeah. Okay, keep going.
And you should come in the wintertime because the wintertime sunsets are just stunning.
It's clear and well, and now we have this awesome rain that's creating clouds because normally we don't have clouds.
Right. And you know the florals are the florals? The florals are going to be off the chain.
The florals. I'm actually going to pick flowers and create my own florals for my wedding. My Laura Ingalls Wilder wedding.
Wedding.
She wasn't English. I don't think.
Anyway.
So you were hiking.
We were hiking and we had George with us and he asked me to marry him when we were at the top of this really
pretty.
That was it. And it was great. And I was like, I asked him, I think I said, are you shitting me?
Don't you love that? I'm pretty sure like I swore or something too, like super unromantic.
Yes.
Like, F no.
Right.
And I was like, oh.
I was like, oops.
At least it wasn't like caught on camera or something.
Yeah, that's true.
I mean, it's a moment though. It's like, I remember even when Chris did it, I was like, it was the weirdest thing. Like when he was getting on his knee, I go, what are you doing?
You
like
just,
it was just this moment of like, wait, what are you doing? Like, I don't know if I'm ready.
Yeah.
Were you ready? Were you just like, get on your knee?
Get down.
Did he get on his knees?
We were both kind of, I was already sitting down on like this, on the ground almost. So he came and sat down beside me. And I felt as if we were equals.
We were equals becoming one equal.
One equal. But it's great. Now we're going to get married.
Is that exciting or what?
It's so exciting. So, it's so strange.
So if you guys don't know, I'm a little pushy about weddings. Like I think because I really didn't get to participate in like my friends' weddings growing up, because a lot of them didn't get married till way later and then we weren't friends anymore.
Right.
That, and so many of my friends still either they got married way before I met them or they're still not married. So it's kind of like I missed like that whole marriage boat. So I didn't get to like help anyone plan their wedding.
Right.
So I kind of forced myself into new friends' weddings. Like I'm like, oh, do you have a spot to host this? Yet? Okay.
Oh, I'll do it. Oh,
I would love to help pick out your wedding dress. Oh, that's your decision? Oh, okay. So that's I'm going to be sending Evan's wedding dresses. And if you guys didn't know, Evan's is just a teensy bit more conservative than I am. So I like to send her. Evan's would wear like a long sleeve wedding dress, which by the way, Cinderella.
Right. Kate Middleton.
Totally did.
Yep.
And you probably will too.
I probably will be in a scuba diving suit of lace.
Okay, but we're going to make sure that it's a little bit sexy.
It is going to. I mean, yes.
Like Adam is going to be like, whoa! What? Yes! And he's going to like chest bump like the guy next to him when you're coming down the aisle and you're going to be like, crush a beer can on your head. It's going to be so classy.
I can't wait.
You know what? You need some of my Midwest help in this wedding.
I accept. I am accepting of help.
Yeah. I mean like hokey pokey and kegs make for a good party.
Yeah. They do a lot of. One of my friends from Missouri, she had this thing. It's called the money dance or something.
Yes.
And people dance with the bride and hand you money.
Yes. It's insane. It's they come crazy. Up and they like literally put money like in wherever they want.
It's amazing.
I did not have this at my wedding, but I have been at several weddings where they like kind of like go up and I can't remember what it is. People come up and put money on her or him. But it's in like a sexy way, kind of, some of them. Like they'll come up with like dollar bills in their mouths. Yeah. And you're like, P.S. It's a wedding.
Whoa, sir.
Yeah. I think some money dances keep it more clean, but I've been to some where I'm like, P.S. Your family.
P.S. Dad. Just kidding. P.S.
Dad. This is weird. Get that dollar out of your armpit.
Dad.
I don't know. That's a dad joke. I don't know.
Well,
let's recover from that one. Not sure how to recover. So
I know what. Help a sister out. What to do.
Help.
A review of the week.
Thank God for those.
You ready for this
I'm
one?
Ready. I can't wait.
This is from Desert Mama.
Ooh.
Love that name.
Mm-hmm.
Yesterday, I had a Lori-a-thon and probably listened to like 5 podcasts.
Holy smokes.
Yep. It was my soul food for the day. I laughed out loud to you and Evans like I do every time. I cried with Tracy O'Malley.
Aww.
She was such an amazing woman and her story speaks volumes on so many levels. Whenever I'm needing some inspiration or some words of wisdom, you're always here. Thank you. I feel like when I'm listening to you and Evans, it's like a room with my 2 besties laughing along with you.
What? Aww. Desert mama, take me home. My desert home.
Country roads.
Staying home
to the place I belong.
I don't know the words.
West Virginia, desert mama.
All right.
Okay.
So that was a beautiful review, and we're going to send you a mug or a t-shirt.
Or a tea.
I don't know what. It's going to be a surprise.
Surprise. Send us your address.
Yes, send us your address so you can DM me or you can email customer
service.
Actually, I prefer customer service. It won't get lost that way.
Yeah.
Let's do customer service at LoriHarder.com.
LoriHarder.com.
Gracias.
De nada.
All right. So I want to know what your quote is.
I'm going to tell you about my quote, and it is from Sarah Blakely.
Yes. Oh, that's funny. We'll talk about it in a minute.
Yep. I really liked what she said. I grew up in a house where my father encouraged my brother and me to fail. I specifically remember coming home and saying, Dad, I tried out for this and I was horrible. And he would high five me and say, way to go. And then it's a really long paragraph that I'm not going to read all about how you should go out and try things because if you're not failing, you're not trying.
Oh my God, I love that so much. And the only reason that we don't, or that we look at failure as like, oh, this sucks or it's bad, is because of how, of the ideas that we had around it growing up.
Yes.
Like that's truly it. I heard this great quote about a guy who said he started celebrating for his kids whenever it would rain. Like he legitimately would stop and like go out and dance in the rain to show his kids that when it rains, it was a great thing, just like a sunny day. Like it was a great treat. That. So these kids like didn't understand that some people thought rain was a negative thing.
Bad.
Yeah. Cause he was like, wait, we're going to go dance in the rain. Such a fun thing.
That's awesome.
Yeah. So celebrating failure like that, being like, yeah, you suck. Let's eat cake.
Blessed
be you.
Thank you, Lori.
So I love that. Thank you, Sarah Blakely. And I also purchased my first Spanx today.
And how do you feel about those?
Technically, it wasn't my first Spanx because I did get velvet leggings from there. But this is legit Spanx. Like this is like her original idea of cutting the pantyhose.
Yeah.
And here's why. I have a white dress that I'm going to be wearing to Bliss Project.
Yes.
And I bought this dress and I ended up like saying I'll never be able to wear this dress because I can't find like an undergarment to actually wear under it because this material is too thin. And then Spanx emailed me and I was looking at their stuff and I was like, I wonder if they have like a slip because I'm still from 1980,
yeah.
You know, where I went to church three times a week and my mom was like, do you have a slip on under that?
Yep.
And I was like, I have a stupid slip on. I have a pantyhose. And
I wonder if they have a petticoat.
They might actually. Yeah. I'm not sure what a petticoat is either, but I think it's something like that. So anyway, I was like, oh my God, this is brilliant. They were like, oh girl, we have like so many different things. So they brought me like five different pairs of these crazy looking nude spandex.
Wow.
At first I was like, ladies, these do not fit. And they're like, oh, just like, yes, they do. Like, just keep trying. And I was like, this is a workout. I was sweating. But then when I got them on, I was like, whoa.
And you're just smooth. And
everything is smooth. I was like, be careful. I'm going to slide right out of this dressing room.
I'm so smooth.
Like I slide right underneath the door.
You
like,
just slid out.
Sorry, these Spanx are good. Do you have Spanx?
Yes, I have one pair and okay. I need like a bazillion pairs. I love them.
Are you wearing them right now?
I wear Spanx every day, day and night, 24/7.
You know, they have Spanx for your arms now too.
Yeah. Arm tights.
Like I think that would be good for flying.
Me too.
Like compression, because sometimes I like really bloat up.
I was thinking if you wanted to be like a superhero, I was like, that's a great idea.
You're so creative.
Like you go fly,
Lori. Never stop using that imagination of yours.
You get up in the air and fly with your arm tight. Your Spanx.
You can do
anything.
We just don't stop dreaming here or being kids. No, but for real, compression. Because sometimes I just look at an airplane and my ankles are like,
Yeah.
Like, and then for some reason I get on the plane and I'm like, oh, champagne and pretzels, please.
All the salt.
Like, oh my God, my boots are stuck. Chris has had to like pull, like literally where you like have to pull. He's not been able to get my boots off after airplanes. Like I almost need a stick of butter up in there. You know what I'm talking about.
I do.
Yeah. Just wait till you're married. You're going to have to get buttered too.
Yes, I am. You better watch out, Adam.
I'll be eating all the pretzels.
All those pretzels.
You know what? I found Spanx. So,
so it doesn't matter anymore.
Totally get it. Okay.
Oh.
Spanking it out.
Speaking of Spanx.
Yeah.
Do you want to answer a question?
I want to read my quote.
Oh, totally my gosh. Forgot. You didn't read your quote.
Hold on. It's good.
Okay.
This is by Toby Hansen, and I want to tell you something.
What?
I didn't know how this was a way to spell Toby until I read it. It's T-O-B-E, so it could be Tobe.
Oh, I didn't.
So I don't know.
We don't know.
And I'm not sure who Toby Hansen is, but
could
he's
be
got
Tobby.
Oh, but Toby does not need Spanx on his arms. He's got huge muscles in this picture.
Oh wow. Tobe.
Yeah. And I didn't pick the quote because he has huge muscles, but here we go. If you feel anxiety or depression, you're not in the present. You're either anxiously projecting the future or depressed and stuck in the past. The only thing you have control over is the present moment. Amen, Tobe. I love that because I'm all about, you know what, I'm thinking so much about how literally daily I will lose my energy and power to a future thought right now. Like I should be doing this. I should be doing that. Or like bad about something I said or having to say no to so many different things. And I'm like, oh, should I have handled that differently? And I'm like, stop it. Like,
right.
You can't control how other people respond to what you say, what you do, how you just have to do you and like pray to God.
Yes.
That is, I mean,
go fly with your tights on because you
put your tights on and say a prayer because only God's got you. Because most people may not like the way you be living life.
That's right. And it's really nobody's business.
No, none of your business.
None of your business.
Listen to Salt and Pepper.
Thank you for sharing that.
You're welcome. Thanks for listening. You kind of have to. All right.
Here's a great question.
I have a great answer.
A great question. It's from Hey Madeline at Hey Madeline.
Hey Madeline.
Madeline, what's given you hope in your difficult moments? What's given you hope in your difficult moments? You know, the ones that feel hopeless.
Okay. Madeline is asking us, what do we do when we feel totally hopeless?
Oh man.
Whoo. Okay. Well, we have this app called DoorDash.
Yeah. And
it delivers anything you want. It's real fast. Ice cream, booze, whatever you need.
Whatever you're feeling. Yeah,
whatever. But most places don't have DoorDash. So when my app is broken, what gives me hope is honestly massive prayer. Like if I am feeling, because I've had plenty of those moments. You know, there's been moments where Chris and I have literally had the moment of realizing we were losing everything. We were like, wow. You lost your job. We, like the whole finance world is crashing down.
Yeah.
We're losing our house. What an ego like blaster. I don't know. Right. Ego blaster.
Ego blaster. this season.
This season on the ego blaster.
We're going to bring you down.
In one way or another. All right. That's how we were brought down. It was just like we were in those moments of, oh my God, I truly don't know what we're going to do. And at the time, you know, I was homeschooled. I had like zero education to make the kind of money to keep our home or anything like that. And I'd never had my own business, nothing. Mm-hmm. So it was like, okay, we feel completely hopeless. And that's when we really started like praying together out loud. That's when we started asking better questions. So when I'm hopeless, I start to ask questions that create solutions. Because when you're hopeless, it's really easy to go, why is this happening?
Yes.
Why did this happen to me? This is so bad. And you go down the rabbit hole of your mind is going to answer those questions. Why is this happening to me? Right. Oh, it's because this and this and your life has always been bad or because you've always been cursed and this is just how it is and life is hard and you'll pull from all of the answers you heard from your parents or from your teachers or from anything negative instead of solution-based. Like what is the lesson in this? How could this be making me stronger?
Right.
What could this be preparing me for? What is a way through this? What is something that could make me feel better right now? So always, always prayer and always trying to get around people who could potentially offer you great advice. Do not go around the friends who are also hopeless, please, because you'll have a hopeless party. Yeah. You'll be hopelessly devoted like Olivia Newton-John to your hopelessness.
And that's not good.
Yeah.
That's sad.
What do?
I like to get outside.
Yes.
And because that always helps you just think bigger.
Yes. You know? It changes the energy.
Yes. Changes your energy. And maybe if you could do something just to get out of your head, like, I don't know, or go help somebody.
Oh my God. That's the best advice.
That will help.
Yeah. Like literally help anybody.
And it doesn't have to be something big. Just like help a stranger to their bus stop.
For real.
Right. Like just, you don't have to like go sign up for something.
No, you could literally say, I feel so bad right now. I'm going to go get myself a coffee, but I'm going to buy the person in line a coffee and I'm going to ask the barista how they are. And I'm going to like maybe give them something or like offer to brighten their day in some way or do something for
compliment
someone.
Compliment someone.
Oh my God. The other day I wasn't feeling very awesome and I was like walking around and I'm like, okay, what could I do? Like little tiny things just even as I'm walking down the street that could make people's day. And I like held doors for people randomly. I asked women if I could like help them across the street with their grocery. Like it was Montana's very busy. So I had many opportunities to like brighten people's day. And by the time I was done, I felt so good because I had so many people who like, I either was like, I'm just going to smile at this person.
Right.
I'm just going to ask them how they are. So whenever we are in that position, it's like, that's the best way to get out. That was the best.
It's the best.
Help someone.
Yeah.
When you feel, it's a quote, it's on Sun Tzu Chi. Wow. I got it.
Ooh.
When you feel helpless, help someone.
I love that.
Yeah. But we're going to say hopeless.
Hopeless.
When you feel hopeless, help someone. Someone hope.
Help again. Someone hope.
When you feel hopeless, find Bob Hope.
And that's all there is.
And that's all there is, folks. What's our next cue?
Next cue is from @meet_the_freemans.
Meet the Freemans.
Meet the Freemans.
Yes.
What was your first team member to hire? Great question.
Ooh, so good. It was a imaginary llama. Just kidding. It wasn't. We have a llama joke. Evans, yes. Evans has a water bottle. So the llama was our HR department.
Yeah.
So sometimes Deb. We would talk to Deb the llama.
Deb the llama.
So if you had a problem, you could talk to Deb. We do run a better company than that, I promise. Okay. My first hire. Oh, okay. This is amazing because this is a great lesson for everybody. My first hire was somebody who was I had a gym, a one-on-one training studio, and mm-hmm. it was Heidi Zito. And she had offered first, because I couldn't afford anyone. Mm-hmm. So I was training her and she was like, she edited things and I was putting out my
so
workouts
good.
And she said, hey, do you, because they were so bad. Like when I put them out, you guys, I mean, like I was not... I couldn't edit. I didn't know how to format. Mm-hmm. And she's like, hey, do you want me to help you with the workouts that you send out to us? And I was like, yes. I said, but I can't pay you. And she's like, okay, but we can trade some sessions for it. So we did that. And
that's
then
awesome.
Once I started, because that program started to grow because it looked better and it was doing, I felt more confident about it.
Yep.
So when I could start to pay her, I started to pay her. And so she was my first hire. And I realized really quickly that paying someone before you're ready makes you way more
good
money.
Call.
Oh my God. Because I had so much more time. I wasn't fiddling around on my computer for 5 hours where she has something she could do in 1 hour.
Exactly.
Then I get those 5 hours back. Then I don't hate my life because I don't know how to work something out in, you know, Microsoft world. I don't even
right.
know if that's the right world.
Who knows? But Heidi is amazing at
yeah.
editing.
Amazing.
Just making things beautiful.
Yeah. So I think that when you're in that world of like, what's my first hire? What's your pain point? Like, where are you at in life? And what is taking the most time? Where if you just paid somebody, and even though it was more than you could afford, if you just paid someone, what could that time go towards? Because time
yeah.
truly is a much bigger investment in the beginning of a business than anything else. So you can invest that time into something else, which will be making way more money than you'll be paying
way
someone.
Way more.
And I just want to sell. Celebrate, like, hi, you get to hire someone, even if it feels
right.
expensive. You are now a part of a huge solution. Like, you're creating jobs for people.
Right.
And the more that you, more time that you free up, and the more that you grow your company and the more sales you have, the more people you get to hire. And it's not just about paying them money.
Yeah.
It's also about creating an environment where people like can thrive, like giving them, maybe you're helping a stay-at-home mom or a stay-at-home dad who mm-hmm. like really doesn't, like they hate their job right now, but now you get to help them stay. It's really amazing when you really think about it.
It really is. Mm-hmm. So just do it.
Do it.
If you're questioning it, sounds like you should do it.
Just pull the trigger and hire at least for yeah. an hour and watch your life change.
Hire.
Oh, and by the way, if you guys like, if you are running any business and you don't have a house cleaner, hire a house keeper or a house manager, because it is like the most powerful thing that you will ever do in your life. And they're like magical godmothers.
Yes.
No, it's, I mean, like, you know, it is for real. You get your life back. It's
right.
so
that's
powerful.
Nice.
Yeah.
Everyone should have a little niceness in their lives.
And that's it. That's real. Our niceness is named Susie and we're obsessed with her.
She's amazing.
Amazing. Q.
Okay. Q.
Cue the Q.
Is Q the Q from Alicia Carusi. How do I turn off the self-sabotaging and forgive the procrastination?
Ooh. Ooh. Evans, what do you think?
I think you say that to yourself.
What?
I think you say, I am turning off the self-sabotage and forgiving the procrastination. I think you make that a mantra.
Oh my God, that's so good.
Right?
Yeah.
I don't know. That's just a start. Because honestly, I don't really know the answer.
But is that what you would do?
Yeah, I think I would try to change how I feel about things. If you're mm-hmm. recognizing that you're self-sabotaging, that's the first step, right? Recognizing something. Yes. So you know what's going on. Mm-hmm. Now it's up to you to figure out a way to shift those thoughts.
I love that. It's like, that's exactly, there's no way to stop them without being like, I'm doing it again. I'm doing the thing mm-hmm. that stops me. And then if you get in that rabbit hole of, oh my God, I'm doing the thing. Why am I doing the thing and judging it? Like you have to be like, no. Right. What was the mantra again? I really liked it because she can actually use that one.
I am turning off self-sabotage and forgiving procrastination.
Yeah. Like literally, no, I'm turning off self-sabotage.
Yep.
And I'm forgiving procrastination. Like, and that's here's awesome. Here's the thing, like procrastination, you don't even realize it sometimes, but sometimes it can really have a massive purpose.
So true. Like, we're all so dang rushed right now.
We are. And it's like, sometimes procrastination is happening because you need a little more time, or the answer wasn't there yet, or new things have come in, or you have a totally different perspective. Like when I was writing my book, you want to talk about procrastination. Yeah. I felt like I was taking lessons in it. Like I should have like started a school.
Yeah.
Like if you want to learn how to do this in a way that actually fools yourself and here's makes you, how. Yeah, then let me show you. So I found that there was a lot of procrastination that was super unnecessary, but there was a lot that I was like, oh my God, I would have never like had this moment, or like I had this thing happen that it actually became the whole chapter. If I wouldn't like it, if it was a week before, I wouldn't have had the thing happen.
See? So
yeah. So procrastinate on purpose. It's a book by Rory something.
Rory.
But I think if you look up procrastinate on purpose, that might actually help this woman. What was her name?
Her name is Alicia.
Oh yeah. Thank you, Alicia, so much for that question.
That was a great question.
Loved it. Hey, any good wrap up for this week? What's going on? Like, what's going on in your world? Like, what's some wisdom that you feel is coming in from the last like week of your life?
Ooh, I think not being a people pleaser.
Ooh, that's good.
Well, I haven't figured out how not to do that.
But that, I think that's the wisdom that's coming.
Because that's the cue.
Yeah. That's the cue. That is literally mine too right now.
It's hard.
Mm-hmm.
Because people, especially like I've noticed with weddings, everyone has a lot of questions and ideas, and family members think things. And at the end of the day, you have to do what's best for you and your partner.
I got a mantra for you. And I actually have a sentence for every time they say something.
What?
You say, I'm doing me, and you hang up.
Bye.
You don't even say bye.
Oh, you just say, I'm doing me.
Yeah.
I'm doing me.
And oh, and then you say, and you're lucky if you can come, and then you hang up. It's so cool because your guest list goes down from like 200 to like 42.
This is going to be the cheapest wedding ever.
I know.
Because it's just going to be me.
I'm doing me. You're lucky if you can come. Got it?
Adam's going to be like, wait, can I come?
Maybe.
I don't know. I'm doing me.
If you let me do me.
Then I'll consider it. Just kidding. I love you.
Oh, just kidding. She loves you.
What about you? What's wisdom that's coming up for you?
Wisdom.
What's the whiz?
The whiz in the kingdom is, it's kind of the same.
Yeah.
You know what? It is still like, it's more and more and more. Like, I don't know if it's because I'm getting older or if it's because I'm just watching so many people be miserable because of what other people think and because mm-hmm. of comparison and because of social media. I'm just in general, caring what people think way too much. You're not a bad person if you just like block it out.
Right.
We are so overwhelmed, and we're going to combust and all die of early heart attacks if we don't stop with the anxiety. Like it's out of control. Every woman I know is like a bit anxious or like feels so bad about something or is carrying something. Like, can we all just agree to just put a big like F you on our Instagram.
Yes.
Just kidding. That went a little far.
Forgiveness.
That was an F for forgiveness.
Forgiveness, like in your book. Forgiveness
is more than saying sorry. If you haven't seen Just Friends, that's what it's from.
Forgiveness. That's what everyone should do. Watch that movie.
A big F you and just be like, oh, sorry, I left for 6 days. The F you meant forgiveness.
Yeah.
And be like, got you. Like put it up on April 1st. Be like, doing me. Lucky if you can come. Bye.
Forgiveness.
You know?
Great advice.
Just both middle fingers up.
Yeah.
That's all.
Just
kidding.
Don't. Just do you.
Those are the I love you sign. Just do that.
Yeah. The peace sign.
I don't know. We just, you know what?
We're just doing what we're doing.
Love your life. Have your 5 close friends. Like, do things that you love. Be a good person. Go help people. And just stop worrying about everything else. Because it's too much for one human. And worrying doesn't change anything. And it doesn't elevate the world. It actually is like the world getting a downgrade.
Yeah, it's an ego blaster.
Yes, it is. So on that note, don't blast the ego.
No.
Pump, 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 pump it up.
Pump it up, pump, pump it up. Go give someone a hug.
Yeah. Okay. All right. So I think that we're...
All right.
So I think we're going to call this one a day. And we don't know. We don't quite have an ending yet. Besides, we just love you and we care for you and we're so grateful for you and we love your reviews and we laugh and we giggle at all of them and you that's got about this. It. And you got this.
You got this.
Until
Teresa.
Next time, you got this. Bye.
Bye.
Thank you guys so much for spending this time with me on the Earn Your Happy podcast. I am so glad that you stopped by. If you could take 1 second to share this episode with someone you think would love it, that would be absolutely amazing and we would be forever grateful. Also, please leave us a review if you feel so moved by going to iTunes and leaving us an honest thought, an honest comment. Tell us what you think. Tell us what you want to hear more of. It would really help us out on our journey to helping thousands and thousands of people. Until then, don't forget to earn your happy. Thanks again, guys. Bye-bye.